first and open a work session on House Bill 2267. We have a conflict amendment in front of us. I don't see any of our staff.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Starr.
We moved this bill to the Senate floor yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
So do we need to suspend the rules to bring the bill back?
We do. Good point.
Do we have any...
We have to move a reconsideration.
Yeah, so we need to suspend the rules from motion to... is there any objection on the committee to that motion?
Is there any objection to...
All right, Mr. Chair, I move that we suspend the rules for purpose of reconsidering the vote by which the Senate Revenue Committee passed House Bill 2267 to the Senate floor.
Yeah. Senator Starr has moved that we suspend the rules by which, by the vote that we passed House Bill 2267. Is there any objection? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move we reconsider the vote by which we passed House Bill 2267A to the Senate floor.
Senator Starr has moved that we reconsider the vote by which we passed House Bill 2267. Discussion. Any objection?
So we have the bill back and forth in front of us, Mr. Chair?
We do, and I want to have Dr. Yates explain the conflict amendment that we have before us on House Bill 2267.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Richard Yates with Legislative Revenue. Basically, the House Bill 2341 has to do with public contract law, and that would apply essentially to the commission. And so what this does is to clarify how the commission and the new, as it's set up in the new duties essentially, fit into the new provisions with respect to public contract law. So what the bill is doing on page 8 is inserting sections 18A and 18B, which are the effective date of the changes. And then on the last page of the bill, page 13, it's inserting sections 31A and B, which are just repealing two sections in 285A, make it consistent essentially with the other bill.
Thank you. So, and we are confident at this point that with these A20s, we are all set to go with
yes.
this bill.
Yes, sir.
Great.
Mr. Chair.
Any discussion or any questions for Dr. Yates? Senator Starr.
Move the dash A20 amendments to House Bill 2267.
Senator Starr has moved the dash A20 amendments to House Bill 2267. Any discussion? Chair, please call the roll.
Senator Courtney?
Yes.
Cannon?
Aye.
Metzger?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Starr?
Aye.
Becker?
Is an aye. Motion carries.
Mr. Chair.
Recognize Senator Starr.
Move House Bill 2267A as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Starr has moved House Bill 2267 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Chair, please call the roll.
Senator Courtney?
Yes.
Cannon?
Aye.
Metzger?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Starr?
Aye.
Becker?
Is an aye. Motion carries. And Senator Metzger, will you again please carry the bill?
As well as I did the first time.
Representative Hunt, you want to come up and we'll open a work session on House Bill 3582. Please, have a seat. Can you get this?
You all will recall this is you had a work session on this previously. You were short of several members, although it looks like you're short of several members today. It's amazing the even though you're a larger committee today, you're still short several members. But this is the bill that has been worked on the House side. Started off as a much broader change to changing the high-growth transportation funding formula for the county distribution fund and state highway fund, and we're through a lot of work with AOC, and you'll see there are about 26 co-sponsors on the House side of this bill. Finally came up with a compromise that will really result in getting us to a place where we can, during this interim, come up with some recommended changes to the state highway fund distribution formula to address especially the needs of high growth counties and the needs of small rural counties, which are in such critical need for our state. And hopefully they will then come back to us after the interim with some good recommendations that we can pass. And if they don't, then we may have to act on our own at that point. But this comes with the support of a broad bipartisan group on the House side from across the state, as well as the Association of Oregon Counties.
Questions for Representative Hodge?
Yes, sir.
Senator Hannah.
Does this change it then to an interim study?
It is a work group that will be funded by AOC with technical support from ODOT. Does not have a fiscal impact. AOC has already stepped up and said that they will fund that. They've set aside funding from within their resources.
Okay.
So it is an interim work group, but does not include the legislature. Does not include the appropriation of funds, state funds.
Further questions? Thank you. We're in work session.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Stark.
Move House Bill 3582A to the Senate floor with the due process recommendation.
Senator Starr has moved House Bill 3582A to the floor with a due pass recommendation and discussion. Tara, please call the roll.
Courtney?
Yes.
Hannah?
Aye.
Hudson?
Aye.
Hudson?
Aye.
Starr?
Aye.
Hudson?
Votes aye. Motion carries. Congratulations, Representative Hunt. You worked hard on that one. Thank you. Senator Starr will carry that bill, and we are adjourned.